And I would like you guys to help me on the chorus of this song. It's called How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder considered all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Everybody.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my His son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on that cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my
when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. shall bow.
In humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Sing it like you mean it.
Then sings my
this song is stuck in your head for the rest of this week.
And the people said, amen.
Brother Johnny, did you have a song this morning you want to sing for us? All right. That's a hard act to follow.
Yes.
Yeah. But you can do it. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, one of these days, God the Father is going to look on his right hand and he's going to say, son, I'm fed up, I'm tired, I'm full of man's foolishness and sin. Go and get your church.
Amen.
And one of these days, Sister Vanessa,
amen,
our Lord Jesus is coming back for those who love him and those who have sought him with all their heart, mind, and soul. Please. There. So hold on. Humble your heart and put up your bootstraps, because that day is coming. And oh, what a rejoicing it's going to be, my friend. Now listen.
We heard the wondrous story, and we believed it every word. Accepted Christ the Savior, our hearts have been assured. And now we're working for his kingdom with our eyes upon the clouds. Rich in every moment, oh, to hear the trumpet sound. He'll come and no surprise. He'll break those eastern skies. How long ago
nobody knows, but the day he comes.
something here in this little plastic bag that scientists say is 4.5 billion years old. Personally, I don't think it's quite that old, maybe around 6,000, but it's been around for a long time. It's as old as air and older than water. If you collect antiques, you want something really old, see me after the service. It's for sale. This is called dirt. You may know it by some other names. You may call it soil, earth, ground, dust, or if you get it wet, it's called mud. What I hold here in my hand is what this world is made out of. It's what we walk around on. It's what the kids track into the house. It's what you plant flowers in. Now this dirt that I have here never evolved from anything. It was created dirt. It's always been dirt. It always will be dirt. It's nothing but dirt. It's exactly as it was in the beginning when God made it, just a little older. God created it. What did He make it out of? He made it out of nothing. He spoke, and it became dirt. Now you listen to this, preacher. I'm trying to tell you something that you won't learn in school. Your teachers are prohibited by law from telling you what I've just told you about this dirt in this bag. They can't tell you that. Now, about 2,750 years ago, a long time, God told us through the prophet Isaiah that when He created the earth out of this dirt, that He measured the waters that's on this earth, all of them, in the hollow of His hand. He meted out heaven with the span. He comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. That means that He contained it in a measure. And He weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. In a balance. Now this earth is balanced, like a tire on your automobile. And the reason it's balanced is because it's turning, rotating at the speed of 1,037 miles an hour, even as we speak. And if it weren't balanced, it will wobble and shake, because that's faster than a teenager in a hot rod. We'd all fall off. Now, when God made the seas on the third day of creation, it would be 2 days before you could go fishing because there wasn't no fish in the waters. Besides that, there wasn't any worms to put on your fishing hook. And God made the trees on the third day of creation, and it was two more days before there's any birds that was building nests in those trees. God stretched out the sky, but it was 3 days before there was a sun, moon, and stars in the heavens. He created the woods and the pastures, but they were empty until the sixth day, when he created the beasts of the field and the cattle and the creeping things. And then came the capstone of God's creation, man. Now, this sermon this morning is for the males of our congregation, because I know where the females come from. They come from man's rib. But the men, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now imagine that God the Son said, well, I'll give him a body like mine. And God the Holy Spirit said, I'll give him life and make him immortal. And God the Father said, I'll give him a brain and intellect and a heart that can show compassion, and we'll give him power and dominion over everything that we've created and made. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now what material did God use when he decided to make man? Why not gold? Man. Ooh, made us out of gold. Or silver, or bronze, or even plastic. Why not make him out of wood? So that when he lied, his nose would grow like Pinocchio's. Nope. The material that God used when he made man was dirt. He had a lot of it. The whole earth was made out of it. Now we've got a text verse here in Genesis 2:7 that says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Made in God's likeness, created in his image. But he made us out of dirt. That's what we are. Dust. Everybody. Kings and paupers, rich and poor, small and great. He made us out of dirt. David said, he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we're dust. We may forget it sometimes, but God remembers. Now, because of sin, death came into the world. Man lives for a short season, and then he dies. I don't care about the interval of time between birth and death, whether it's 5 minutes or 70 years or 969 years. Man lives for a short season and dies, for his life is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. And his body, which is dirt, goes back to the earth and becomes dirt again. Everybody, kings and paupers, rich and poor, small and great, serpent's meat, snake food. Read it, Genesis 3:14. Our next text verse is chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 19. God said, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread until thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Job said, "All flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again into dust." You could go out to the cemetery and dig down 6 feet into the grave of, let's say, a president. A man who was mighty, that ruled over many people. And you open his ornate casket, and you'll find it full of dirt. The psalmist said, "They die and return to their dust." Solomon said, "All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again." And again he said, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Now, I'm not a scientist and I wouldn't know how to do it, but you could take this dirt in this baggie, and if the contents of this soil were carefully analyzed, I'm sure that you would find traces of what used to be human flesh in this. Someone who once lived and loved and labored and then died. They were once living people, such as you and I are today. And their dust would be detected in this soil. The dead, decayed bodies of billions of people over a half a dozen millenniums have contributed to it. Kings and paupers, rich and poor, snake food. They tell us there are about 7 billions of people on the face of the earth today. Just think, during this century there will be 7 billion funerals. 7 billion people contributing to the dust of this earth. The earth ought to be growing, shouldn't it? Amen? You add the dust of 7 billion people to it in 100 years. Some of them will die young. Some will live to a ripe old age. Others will die in between. in various ways from various causes. But all will die sooner or later, and we will all make our contribution to the dust of the earth. This is what we used to be. This is what we shall be. Dust speaks of death. David said, "Thou hast brought me into the dust of death." Job said, "For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be." Man was created from the dust, and man returns to the dust. This is what you and I will look like 100 years from now if Jesus tarries his coming. The eternal spirit of man, when he dies, returns to God who gave it. The spirit is the life of the flesh, and life does not die. The immortal soul of man, that's what we are, goes to heaven to share the everlasting bliss of the redeemed, or to hell to suffer the eternal agonies of the damned, depending upon our relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, the body, the dwelling place of the soul, sleeps in the dust. But God speaks through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 26 and verse 19 and says, "Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise." This is what Isaiah is now. And he said, "With my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead." That is resurrection. Daniel wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake." Can you imagine that? This earth coming awake shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. See, that's resurrection. God, who made us out of the dust in the first place, can raise us up from the dead and cause us to live again. And listen to this, preacher. He is the only one who can. Amen. He has no competition in the resurrection field. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world and he died for our sins on the old rugged cross of Calvary. You'll remember his body was taken down by Joseph and Nicodemus, prepared for burial, and they laid it in Joseph's new tomb. And his body did not see corruption. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. The angel who rolled the stone from the grave to show that the tomb was empty said, "He is not here, he is risen." Amen. And Jesus says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." He's the resurrection and the life. He showed himself alive for 40 days by many infallible proofs before he ascended back to his Father. I want to read you what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. That's this. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And my question to you this morning is this. Where will your soul be when your body has become dust again? Remember, dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can put you together again. Let's stand together, please, with our heads bowed in prayer. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your greatness this morning, your greatness in creation, and we see what frail creatures we are. We're nothing. We're nothing. You made us out of the dirt. And we shall one day return unto that dirt if Jesus tarries his coming, of course. Father, there may be someone here today that's wondering what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. While we're here, in this stage that we call life, while we're living, we have the option of receiving Christ as our personal Savior and having eternal life, or rejecting Christ and going out into eternal damnation. The choice is ours. It's a choice that must be made now, because after we become dirt again, we'll not be able to make that choice. So, Heavenly Father, let your Holy Spirit today take the words that we've spoken from the Word of God and convict hearts of sin and convince of righteousness through Christ. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in his name. Amen.
540.
Number 540. As we sing this invitation this morning, will you come? Have thine own way. Will you come to body has gone back to the dust. How is it with your heart today? Is it right with God? Sing another verse, please, if you will. Congregation, I appreciate your being here today and appreciate the attention that you gave to the preaching of God's Word. Hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Please come back tonight at 6 o'clock for our evening service. Brother Bryant will be preaching to us, and I'm sure that God will bless our heart with a great blessing by being present in His house tonight.